Today we're doing in the Holy Letters from the Rebbe, Igros Kodesh, in the Volume 4, and we're doing Letter 896, and believe it or not, it's the same date as today. It's the 21st day of Shabbat, Baruch Hashem, Chof Aleph Shabbat, the 21st day of Shabbat, Tavshin Yud Aleph, Hey Tavshin Yud Aleph. And this is a letter that the Rebbe is sending to Reb Shneir Zalman Garelik, who was the rabbi in Kfar Chabad, the rabbi, the chief rabbi there, the main rabbi, the Rav of the city of Kfar Chabad. And, the Rebbe is addressing him, Harav Agon, Harav Chosid, Lavosim Chosid, Yilakim, with the titles, Marein Reb Shneir Zalman Sheyichya. And the Rebbe says, Shalom Ubracha, peace and blessing. And the Rebbe says, I am responding to your letters of the 15th and the 24th of Teves, as well as the 12th of Shabbat. Apparently, the Rebbe is responding to three different letters. Now, also, by divine providence, this year is also the year of Shviz. It's the seventh year, which is the Shemitah year. So as far as Shviz goes, the Rebbe says, as the what we hear over here, that we received the notification that the Jewish settlements, the kibbutzim, the kibbutzes in Israel, the religious one, I shouldn't say the Neir Zekodesh, they have in mind not to rely on the leniencies, because there are various ways of doing it, selling it to goys, doing different things, and, you know, to get around the prohibition of working the field during the Shemitah year. And they are not doing it. They're going to keep the laws of Shviz as the halacha, as the laws is. The Rebbe says, I'm surprised that you're not mentioning at all with regards to the rain that at the end had come down, because apparently there was a drought over there. Question is, what you didn't notice, did they actually fully save the sowing that they did, because they sowed? Did it actually accomplish, or etc.? The Rebbe doesn't want to say, or didn't. And for sure, the Rebbe says, you will, in the following letter, you will fill me in with good news in this and in other matters similar to this. Now, the Rebbe responds to a particular question that the rabbi asked him, whether he should prevent the custom that has been sort of people doing, that they delay doing the bris till after mincha in order that it should be taking place with more people, bereivam. So one of the things is, we know that zrizim magdimim lemitzvus, that people should do mitzvahs as early as possible. The other thing is, we want a mitzvah to be performed the most public, in the most in a way that will bring honor to Hashem in a very in a stand of many, many people. Now the question is, what the people used to do, they used to wait with doing the bris till after mincha, not in the morning, so that way they can have a big crowd, versus doing it in the morning right away, in which they'll only have a small crowd. So I guess they chose to do it later on in order to do it with a group of people, with more people. So he was asking the Rebbe, should he intervene and stop that custom so that they should really do it in the morning, seemingly that he thought that the morning would still be appropriate, more important to do it in the morning rather than delaying it for the later on to get a bigger crowd.
I heard that about a donut.
So the Rebbe says, the zrizim magdimim lemitzvus, this concept that those who are, that you do the mitzvah as quickly as possible, would override the idea of to do things b'rev am hadras melech, as it's evidenced, the Rebbe says, from the Talmud in Rosh Hashanah on page 32b. But the Rebbe says that would be ordinarily, but l'chayre, the Rebbe says, it seems that a circumcision, a milah, is different. because over there it's proper that it should be with joy, just as they accepted upon themselves with joy, as the Gemara says in Kuf Lamed, page Aleph, that it's the mitzvahs that they accepted themselves with simcha. And also the Rebbe references the Gemara Megillah Tazayin Beis and Ksubis Ches Omed Aleph. And especially as the Gemara, the Talmud in Nida Lamed Aleph Beis, over there it says Kulam Smechim, that they're all rejoicing. So the Bris Milah is done in a way of joy. So since joy, to do a mitzvah with joy, that would override this idea of doing it early. So in other words, if there's a question doing it earlier versus a larger crowd, then do it earlier. But if it's a question doing it earlier versus not doing it with so much joy, then you do it with more joy. That's why on Tisha B'Av, which is a nidcha, which means Tisha B'Av, which you don't do it's not on Tisha B'Av itself, it's on the next day. Let's say if Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos, and then you push off the Tisha B'Av, so you do it on Sunday. So then, when do you do the bris? Over there, you do the bris after mincha. Why? Because after mincha, already the morning is off already from the Tisha B'Av. This is from the Shulchan Aruch, he brings down. So you see, why would we do the bris by mincha versus doing by shacharis? Because in the morning, people are more sad from Tisha B'Av, whereas the afternoon is already less. So why does it shows you that you should do the bris even though you're delaying the magdimim l'mitzvahs, you're not doing it earlier, but do it later in order to do it in a joyful time. Now, so how come that if Tisha B'Av comes out on, if the bris is on Tisha B'Av itself, let's say Tisha B'Av is on the day, the bris is on Tisha B'Av itself, and over there we don't say the same thing to do it in the afternoon over there. So if the reason is because there's less morning, but if it's on Tisha B'Av itself, there is no such a great distinction between before or after Mincha. If it's a Tisha B'Av Mincha, which is on the 10th day of, so then the morning and the afternoon there's a big difference. So do it when there's a time of joy. But if it's a Tisha B'Av itself, before and after mincha is not such a great difference, and that's why we do it in the morning. Okay, so it almost seems over here that having a bigger crowd will increase the joy. I mean, so it turns out it's not just doing it with a big crowd, but it's doing it with simcha. And because we're talking about a bris, so there's always simcha. So, but still we say that you do it earlier rather than doing it with a bigger crowd. But especially when you talk about the mitzvah of bris, which is a concept of simcha, so over there, we should see to do it with more simcha, and therefore, you should do it later on. You could do it later on. Now, the Rebbe brings down from a sefer over here, from Zdei Chemed, he brings down from several different sforim, that if you're talking about a pidyon haben, which is the 30 days, the redemption of the firstborn son, he says not to, that's not a reason to delay it, to do it later. And he says over there that the same thing is for bris, just like pinyon haben. But the Rebbe says, according to my view, there is a difference between them. So he says that there's a difference, because by pinyon haben it seems, so what is the difference, the Rebbe says? The Rebbe is in a parenthesis over here, but the Rebbe said, "Why is it different? Because the Torah specifically says you shall circumcise by Yom HaShemini on the eighth day. The Torah didn't say on the eighth day itself, do it in the morning, do it in the late. Torah, the requirement is, by Yom HaShemini, on the eighth day you make a bris. There is no limitation, there's no boundaries on the day itself. But I got it a little bit wrong. But first, the first sentence is, Rebbe says, it seems that there, according to Rebbe, there's a difference because by Pidyon HaBen, there's no such a thing as joy. No, but by Bris Milah, the Rebbe quotes, it has to be joy, so it's okay to delay the Bris for later on in order to increase the joy. Now, the Rebbe says, but maybe there could be an argument in the other way around. Why? That by Bris Milah, it's very important to make it earlier. Here we're arguing by Bris Milah, it's most important to have the joy. That should be Simcha. So that's what we should lay. But one can argue that it has to be earlier. Especially, why? Because every minute that you're delaying and not doing the Bris, the child is considered an oral, he's not circumcised. And we know that uncircumcision, the arla, is very repugnant to Hashem. So Hashem wants to be circumcision. So maybe there is an actual reason to go ahead and to do the bris as soon as possible. And that would actually cause, if that argument was a good argument, then we'd have a problem. Why do we delay on Tisha B'Av, Nidcha to Mincha, if it's so repugnant to be bris? We should do it first time possible. But the Rebbe says, no, over here, it's not considered to be repugnant. Since the Torah says on the eighth day, and the Torah did not require any boundaries within the day itself, so therefore, there's no thing, we don't consider within that day that it's repugnant, that it's Musa. We don't see the Torah didn't say you have to do it. As long as you do it in the day, that's fine. So, according to this, however, that when we're doing a bris milah, which is not in time, so this is, we're saying, because when the Torah says on the eighth day, do it on the eighth day, time isn't of any concern to us. Once in a day. But what happens sometimes, you can't do it on the eighth day. Let's say the child was sick, or delayed, or today with yellow, various different things that you delay the bris. So you do it at the next day. So it turns out, if we take this idea that being uncircumcised is repugnant, so every instant you have to, if it's not in time, that there is important to make it earlier in addition to, well, all mitzvahs, zrizim makdimim, that you don't make them. So then it turns out that this halacha, that milah Tisha B'Av, that we said before, that you do it in the afternoon, would only apply if it's a milah in time. Because if it's not in time, then we have an additional svar to make it as early as possible. And it's not, doesn't seem so, that Rebbe can answer it. Rebbe doesn't want to get into this whole debate over there. But the Rebbe says, so, but what did we say? We basically said that by Bris Milah, it's important to bring joy. But what does it have to do with more people? How does it have to do with delaying it so you can have more people? Because the Rebbe says, practically you see that the more people there are getting together, the greater the joy. And sometimes you're actually upset. If you make a simcha, nobody shows up. When there's nobody there, it's actually... So, the Rebbe says, therefore, the Rebbe says, and in our case, the Rebbe says, there's another additional matter, because this would bring the Hasidim together, and make a fabrengen, a gathering. Certainly, they will speak words of Torah and mitzvahs, chassidus. So, and at the end of the day, why do we do all the mitzvahs? Why did Hashem do all the mitzvahs to circumcise us all? What? Le'yira, so that we fear God. So all these mitzvahs we're doing is to bring fear of Hashem. So if we're doing a bris and we're having a fabrengen and we're increasing our fear of Hashem, that's till the end of the day the purpose of the whole mitzvah is because of that. So why should we let through such an opportunity? So the Rebbe says it's sufficient, these reasons, according to my view, that you should not stop those who have the custom, that they don't make the bris in the morning and they make it in the afternoon in order to accomplish all these parts that the Rebbe brought out, it's sufficient. So that's the Rebbe's ruling to his question. So the Rebbe basically said that if you're delaying the bris in order to have more people join and then you have a fabrengen, then that is definitely something that you should consider. Specifically, the Rebbe talks about a bris, and specifically the Rebbe talks about not stopping other people that want to do it that way, not stopping them from doing it, which means allow them to do that.
This is regardless if it's Tisha B'Av.
This is regardless all the time. We're talking about generally, but the proof is from the Tisha B'Av. Then the Rebbe addresses another thing that he asks about the distribution of the Shas, which means people divided up the entire Talmud, and also they divided up all the Mishnayos. And the Rebbe says, since the Alter Rebbe put a great effort in this takona, he instituted to divide all the Talmud between all the people so that they conclude mutually between everybody the entire Talmud, as it's brought down in the end of Igeres HaKodesh. And the Rebbe Maharash writes in his teachings that each person needs to minimally finish one tractate a year, to conclude one tractate a year. So the Rebbe says, if it's not possible under no circumstances to accomplish both, in other words, you can't divide both the Talmud and the Mishnayos, then the Rebbe says precedent goes to the Talmud, because that's been the takona. Mishnayos is not the takona, that's good. The Rebbe basically encourages do both, but if you have to do one, choose one, do the Talmud.
What's takona mean?
What?
Takona.
Takona means instituted. This was the institute. The Rebbe says, I was especially delighted what you wrote about in the end of Mishnayos, that there has to be ois and also sholem. It says like this, Hashem ois la'amo yitein, Hashem yivorech esami b'sholem. So it says when you finish the Mishnayos, I'm just wondering if the last Mishnah over there is Oiz and Shalom. The Rebbe says simply it has to do with the saying of our sages, that Hashem gives the strength and the oiz, the power and the ability to receive His blessing, as it says in Eden Kufam Beis. And that's why the Pasuk says first, Hashem oiz, He gives them the strength, Levar comes before Shalom, because Hashem gives them the strength so we can get the peace. And the Rebbe says that during a gathering over here, I explained the Mishnah. It says Loi Motza Elo. It doesn't say Hashem did not find a vehicle to receive His blessing, only peace. Why does He say not only instead of saying Hashem's vehicle is peace? Because He should have said the Shalom is the Kelim. And the main thing is that how can it be a vessel to the blessing which is unlimited? How is it possible? So he says, Loimotso, that there cannot be. And then, Elo, the Rebbe says, there is a note here, Rebbe is very short. You have to go through and think about how this all fits. The Rebbe blesses him, and he asks him to give his regards to the entire group over there, of people over there. Okay, so that's...